Hello, welcome back to my podcast. It's been 4 months since I posted on Spotify and YouTube, because now, if you don't know, all my podcasts, when they get uploaded, the audio of it goes to YouTube now, which is weird but cool. On my main YouTube channel, which is Jordan Murphy. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe now. I'd say I'll put the link in the bio, but I will forget to put the link in the bio, so yeah. If you can find Jordan Murphy Vlogs first, go to like the channels page and you'll be able to find the main channel there. If you can hear a ding about it, it's me, Apple Watch, it keeps coming off. So since I've been gone, a lot's happened. I took a break off social media, stayed off school for a lot of time. By a lot of time, I mean like a week. That's a lot of time for me. Because I never get to stay off. So, that's a lie. I always get to stay off. But stayed off for like a week or 2 weeks or something. And then went back in. Haven't been in lessons. So, if you're in lessons with me, right? And you know that I haven't been there. But you might still the register or whatever. And you saw me marked in. I have been in a lot. So, I've just been in reflection a lot because, that's where I go now. I go to reflection and, well, that's where I went. And I've been in reflection since we came back for Feb. And then I was in reflection now, obviously. Because we're in the half time right now. But this episode probably won't go up until 5 million years. You know, my schedule is normally Thursday and Wednesday today, so maybe. Also, since I've been gone in Feb, since I've been on the podcast, you probably already know. You probably saw the YouTube videos, but Taylor Swift has a brand new album, The Torture Paris Department, coming out in 9 days for me. Oh my god, I'm really excited. And yeah, I can't wait. But, in other news, dun dun dun, I've left Haywood. Like, I've gone. I'm gone, I'm not coming back. The tear that just wants to come to my eye. Even though I hate Haywood. But, yeah. Even though I hate it, there's still gonna be tears. Because, once you spend 4 years in a place, getting to know everyone and like getting to see people that you know every day and stuff, leaving that is like losing a chunk of your life, you know what I mean? I can just imagine like everyone's sat in school right now, like when this podcast episode comes out, like Jordan posted how like weird he is, he's like sassy and so much how he's sad about how he's left school, like blah blah blah. Like, yeah. I just imagine that. Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, moving on. Hold on. Moving on, what else is going on? What else is actually going on at the minute in life? Oh. I don't know. What is going on? I saw a really funny post the other day on Facebook, because I'm old, I have Facebook, and I'm on like the group for where I live, Speak Past and Present, right? I'm on there, and someone posted like, this is what you get from like a group where it's like where you live, and it's like, is this anyone's card? And then he posts like a picture of the card with all of card details, the name, the like everything is on the card, right? And I found it really funny. And it was like, also, you finally, me cat's been missing for like, me cat has been missing for 3 years, and I live 70 miles away from this group, but the cat might have got there. Like, that's all the posts I see. Which, believe it or not, cats do go far. when they run away. Like, I had Misty, my old cat, before Simba. I had Misty. This was like 2020, really. And one time that got out and went to Walton, which, quite far, if you think about it, on foot. Went to Walton, then came back, and my nan's great idea was, oh, we'll put it on a lead outside so we can have a week, because we never had litter or anything for it, really. I think it's been gone for like a month. At that point, I'm like, okay, we're not getting another cat. The cat's not coming back. What did he go outside for? I forget. I think it was to go for a wee. Because, yeah. And my nan took it out on the lead. And the cat got off the lead and ran away again. Then it came back again. It was pregnant. So, you know. Then we got Simba. Simba ran away and hasn't come back still. And this was almost a year ago now that Simba ran away and hasn't come back. So if anyone knows where Simba is, it's a tiger, like a little tiger colour. Like, yeah, I think you've all seen Simba anyway, because it's my Facebook posts and Instagram posts about Simba on my Instagram. But now I've got Milo, and I love Milo. Milo's my favourite, not going to lie. It's sat next to me as well, like, I'm looking at it like, oh, my little favourite. It honestly is my favourite cat. Milo is really the best cat ever, really. Do you sell Taylor Swift Madrid 2019 to me? One single stick. Okay. It's like the 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch. Anyway, Milo is the best. I love Milo. It's like cats pick up on traits. I don't know if you know, but it's like a scientific thing that cats pick up on traits of like whoever owns the cat. And that cat is always around me, follows me around, this cat. Right. So, basically. Someone just walked past the fence, like, on the inside of it. No, because the ring would have went off. I'm going to check the ring. Basically. So it's picked up the trait of loving Taylor Swift, basically, because... And how do I know that, you may be asking? How the fuck have you worked out? That's what you're probably thinking. How the fuck have you worked out that your cat likes Taylor Swift? Because basically, I think it likes say it in Taylor Swift songs. Like, I don't think it likes all the Taylor Swift songs. I think it likes say it in once, because I'll put one on and it'll get its head up and like start like loving it. Like, if it's asleep, it'll just wake up to this song, really. What song, really? Welcome to New York. It loves Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting. What the song, what it goes like. And, yeah. And, can't think of anything else. What else? Like, when it comes in, it loves, it just sits, like, sometimes it'll come in, sit down, and, like, look on the walls, because I have posters on the walls, so I have, these are the posters, by the way, because since I've been gone, I put posters up. The last episode was from Turkey. I did not film that in Turkey. You're welcome. I don't think I actually filmed it in Turkey. I think I filmed it before I went, I think it was the day before I went to Turkey. I filmed it. I remember the day I went to Turkey, oh my god. I'll tell you about Turkey in a minute, right? Anyway, I'm still on my posters. So I have one at the, whatever, wherever she is, in like the, you know, like the rhinestoned dress with like the shimmery background. She's like that. Yeah. That Beyonce. I swear it's from the Beyonce thing. It might be from the Beyonce thing. And then there's another one where she's on the air still playing the guitar in the Lover bodysuit. One where she's holding a Grammy and smiling. Another one, where it's from. Another one from the Eras Tour as well, with the different side view thing. And she's doing different things, but she's still playing the guitar. Midnight. Folklore in the Green Dress. Reputation. Everyone has the Reputation one. Like the one where she's like stood on the stage and there's a big crowd behind her and she's just looking like, but not even with the mic, like a mic, like on the side, I don't know. Then another one from the Lover, where when she had the second Lover bodysuit, because I love the second Lover bodysuit. And then there's another one that I have, which is from the Reputation CD. When you get Reputation, if it has like the little cardboard thing on it, it has things inside. It has a poster, and I have the poster on the wall. Then on my wall next to me, I have so much, right? I have a sign, a forged sign thing on like a piece of paper. Then I have when she won a Grammy and announced the George Paris apartment. Then I have the Torture Post Department, like, background thing. Then I have Charlie Rinchell. That's not Taylor Swift, but, like, you know. Then I have the calendar, the Speak Now calendar. Speak Now Taylor's version calendar for 2024. I don't even use calendars, by the way. Like, that's the... Oh, Sirius just opened. I'd never have a calendar, but this year, I was like, you know what? I need a calendar. Because I saw it in the shop, and I was like, I need that. I mean, I got me for Christmas. Then I have another poster that came in 1989, Taylor's version. I have the CD of that now. I have all the CDs, by the way. I'll type it down in a minute. With the other thing I was going to type, but I forget what the other thing was. It's where she's eating ice cream. The other side's the lyrics, Welcome to New York. Then I have another one where in the delicate where she pulls a face. And I have two like little pieces of paper with jelly babies on, because why not? My mate done that for me. Then I have picture frames with me, little niece and my nephew. Then I have the photos from Taylor from 1989, deluxe, old version. So it's like all the Polaroids, there's 13 of them. And I'm not going to tell you which ones. I'll say which ones. If you find it boring, skip a bit to the next part. Great. So it says, people like me, I'm not even going to get into it, I can't be bothered. And then today I got a little addition. It's the trends and, you know, B&M, where these, you know, B&M, how they sell them, like that, our canvas is staying great. With, like, the people, like, they have Harry Styles, the Beatles, Marilyn Monroe, who's the other one? Taylor Swift. That was going to be my last one, but who's the other one that they have? They had another one? The Beatles, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, that's all them, actually, isn't it? Yeah. So I have the Taylor Swift one, but I didn't get it from B&M, I got it from eBay. Because when I went to B&M, this story, I need to tell you. Went to B&M. Right. Walk in, go to get the sales of thing. We're going to queue up, me and Bobby, and someone who we don't like, we don't talk about, right, comes up behind us, talks to Bobby, because Bobby's nice, she won't just be like, she'll just go like, go away, we don't want to speak to her, she'll be like, oh yeah, like, and she'll look at me and be like, ugh, like, that's what she's doing, she's like, going, ugh, why is she there? Anyway. I'm going to pay, because I'm paying on my card. Decline. And I was like, what do you mean decline? It's not, I haven't spent money. I haven't spent any money. Right. And all that. But I also don't have the bank. I have the bank in Apple, but I weren't logged into it. So I couldn't check if I had enough money. So anyway, I'm going through Murray's, and I'm on the phone to my mum, like, my card declined in front of this girl, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm dead embarrassed. Right. And thingy, I'm like, can you put money in my bank so I can go back and buy it? And just be like, on my car playing on or whatever. And I get home. Anyway, we went on the bikes. Right. Me and Bobby. And, oh yeah, I got bikes. I get home and I log into my bank now. Basically, I was £2 off. Having to raise more money, because when I got money in my bank, I was in the minuses for something. I don't know what I was in the minuses for, because it didn't tell me. Let me see if I can find out now. I was in the minuses for something, and it was like £2 in the minuses, so it's fine, right? And I was like, why is it mine in the minuses? And I was like, oh my god. And she's gonna go back into school, and she's gonna, like, yeah, murder me. Yeah. She's gonna go back into school and be like, oh my god, I was behind him and his card declined, and oh my god, I'm like, yeah. Let's find out. What went into my mind says, I don't know, maybe Mahi's. Might have been Mahi's. Maybe. I'm not sure, because the last time I used my card was Mahi's, really. Before that. Yes, it was Mahi's, yeah. Don't know why Mahi's is coming into my mind. I eat Mahi's. I mean, I will end up getting a big one later, but. Yeah. what else can I talk about? You know, I find something to talk about, and then I talk about something else, and I can't remember what I was going to talk about. What was the story I was telling you before? I'll say about yesterday. So, yesterday, I went to B&M. Right. And, again, not the same B&M, it was a different B&M. Right. And I was in B&M, and I'm looking around everywhere. just like, yeah. I asked him to put money in my bank, she did. And I went, like, just for if I found anything, she put like a fiver in for if I found anything. And I did find some. I found a light switch. It was on sale. Right. It was on sale and it looks nice. It's a dimmer switch. Right. Because I've always wanted a dimmer switch in my room. Because don't ask me why. Right. But I've always wanted a dimmer switch in my room. Because they look so nice. I love a dimmer switch. Right. So I'm buying it. I was like, okay, I'm putting this in the basket. In the basket. It was a trolley. Was it a trolley? It was a trolley. So I'm like, okay, I'll put that in there and I'll get that. We get to the till. I'm like, I'm with my granddad and my nan. And he's like, I forgot my milk. And I'm like, okay, I'll go run around and get your milk. By the time I'm back, he scanned everything. He scanned me like Twitch as well. And he's paid for it. I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, then we go into Asda. Right. And what did I get in Asda? Oh, I know. I got milk. I asked him to put my money in my bank, by the way. I went, can you put my money in my bank, please? Because I found something I want. And she was like, okay. So I got the milk for my mum, because she asked me for milk as well. And she put money in, so I could get a magazine. Let me tell you what it's called. And after I got the magazine, by the way, I saw on TikTok that you can get it in like a fan pack with posters again. And I was like, oh my God, why did no one tell me that? So it's called the Taylor Swift fan book. 100% unofficial. I don't know, I blew on the side. Is that like leaked ink? No. So the picture on the front is, it's white, right? But the picture on the front is what she wore to the Grammys when she announced the Soldier Post moments. And on the back, there's her, I think she's singing the national anthem, maybe? I don't know. She's on like a football field, so maybe the national anthem, and she's holding a guitar with like a bejeweled guitar. Then when she's singing Ready For It, I know she's singing Ready For It because I can just tell her hips are bouncing from side to side. Then one of the pictures are on my wall. And then on the inside, it talks about her early life, becoming Miss Americana, exploring the album, so like all the stories behind the songs, including 1989 Taylor's version and Midnight's. Squad goals. How family, friendships and relationships have influenced their career. And here in a icon era. So you can explore the phenomenal errors tour and find out what Taylor's up to next. And on every page, right? We're on with some of the albums. At the end, it goes, Taylor Swift, Taylor's version, coming soon. And then you're like, what? This is unofficial, so it doesn't know. And then Reputation, Taylor's version, coming soon, says as well. And like, when's it coming? You don't know, do you? So you can't say it's coming soon. Because it might not be soon. It might be years and years and years. It might be. But, you know, it might be years before we get Reputation and Taylor Swift, Taylor's version. So, you know. What else? What else do I want to talk about? What else did I get? Oh, and I also got Rubicon Mango. You know, not the fizzy one. The normal one. And it wasn't even like the normal still one that's like normal. It was deluxe. And I was like, why the fuck is it called deluxe? And I had it. And it was like smoother than like the normal one. I was like, I'd rather the normal one be like thick going down my throat. Because if you don't know me, right, when I'm sick, like when I've got a cough and a sore throat, I like a thick drink going down my throat. Call me weird, all you want, but I love a thick drink going down my throat, like a nice Rubicon mango, normal one, right? That going down my throat helps. Ribena helps, even though that's not thick, it's thin, but it helps because I like the taste of it. And even after I was sick, I kept getting Rubicon, not Rubicon. Ribena, because I just was addicted to it, and I had it in school. I'm in a war. I have got a microphone. I've got an actual, like, professional stage microphone in my hand, and it's connected to me PC, right, for me to talk while I move. So I'm in a war and moving at a drink, so you will be able to hear me, but I just want to let you know if it just stops, if it cuts out, it's because I'm walking away from it, you know what I mean? It does go far, this microphone, though, so I don't know. But whilst I'm walking and talking, I'll talk about the fact that I've got a PC, right? I don't know, no one cares, right? But basically, I bought GTA for me laptop, right? Bought GTA, and I thought, you know what? I'm really excited to get GTA on my laptop, because I've watched people play it on the laptops, and I'm like, I want that on my laptop. I hope you've been able to play the first part, right? Because I've just come back in my room, and I don't know if you've even heard the first part, but so, but why I got a PC, if you didn't hear it. Why I didn't get a PC, why I got a PC. So I got GTA from my laptop, and I got to download it. Sorry, you haven't got enough storage on your laptop. I'm like, okay, well, if I reset my laptop to defaults, I'll have enough storage for it. Reset my laptop to defaults. Tell me why, by the way. Why does the system files, like the first file on your laptop, why does that take up 30 gigabytes of your whole entire storage? Like, your whole storage is just got 30 gigabytes gone out of it because your laptop has its own files. Anyway, I don't know. Ask me that. Ask anyone but me that. Right. So, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do now? So, I'm talking to him. I'm like, you know, I got, like, GTA for my laptop. Basically, my laptop hasn't got enough storage, so I don't know what to do about it. Might have to buy something, like a drive or, like, something. And she was like, okay, like, have a look at stuff and let me know how much there was. And I looked on CEX. I was like, I want to know how much a PC is because I can put it on my laptop, on my telly. And I've always wanted a PC on my telly, or, like, a PC anyway. Like, on my telly, that sounds better. Like, you like them little Mac minis? I didn't mean to be, sorry. You like them little Mac minis, right? I've always wanted something like that, but Windows. Because I don't use Macs. Always wanted one of them, like, Windows on my telly. So I'm looking, and I find, for £75, right, a PC, Acer, which, my laptop's Acer as well, my laptop's Acer Aspire 3, I think, yeah. And this is the Acer Aspire X, right? And XC, I think it is. So, I was like, I talked to my mum, I went, £75. She was like, okay, here's my card details, bye. that's not exactly what she said. She was like, maybe a bit too much. But, and then I told her how much storage it had. And she was like, is that good? And I was like, yeah, it's like if you bought that with Apple, it would cost you about £1 million. And she was like, oh. And then she gave me a card. And she was like, okay, there you go, bye. Like, there you go, you can buy that. So basically, when I tell you, trying to, like, die. Because, like, with how much storage it has. Because when I tell you, when I read how much storage it has, I died. Because I was like, whoa, why has it got that much storage? Like, it's never going to be full. You guys see? This PC has 3 terabytes of storage. If you got that with Apple for a laptop, let's see if you can even get that with Apple for a laptop. I'm going on Google, we're going to fact check because we need to fact check this type of stuff. So I'm going on apple.com. How the fuck do you get to apple.com? Because it's just come up with UK. apple.com, right, I'm on it, it's loading, right. We're going to go up to, we'll go to MacBook Pro because they're the ones with, like, the most storage, aren't they? I don't know how it works, but I think it is. Mind blowing head down. Wow. I can't even see anything. Right. So we're going to click on buy for MacBook Pro. Right. And we're going to customize it. See if you can even get 3 terabytes, even if you can. So, let's say 14 inch because it's the one size that just popped up anyway. All these are going to 1 terabyte. So I'm a bit scared. 1 terabyte. These are all 1 terabyte. Do I have to, like... Let's see if I can select that and see if I can change it to say 3 terabytes. Can you even get 3 terabytes with Apple? I'm starting to think you can't. No. Oh, here we go. You can get 1 terabyte. 2 terabytes, 4 terabytes, and 8 terabytes. So, in between 2 terabytes and 4 terabytes, there's a difference of £400. No, not £400, £600. 2 terabytes is an extra £400, and 4 terabytes is an extra £1,000. Wow. So, 1,000 take away 400 is 600, right? So, I'm gonna guess. No, wait, I think that makes it. Would it make sense? No, what's. Maybe seven. 700, I'm gonna say extra. So if you say 700, so the MacBook itself is 3,199.
Whoa.
So with an extra 700, it would be 3,889. So that's expensive for a MacBook when you could get one for 75. You can get an Acer for £75 with 3 terabytes, which is all I need. Like, I don't need 5 million terabytes. Like, I think 3 terabytes is more than enough. Yeah. Anyway. What else? I also, since I've been gone, got a new phone. Oh, Goss. Oh, I've got Goss. I've got Goss, right. So if you remember the podcast, I think I made a podcast about it. But if you don't, if I haven't made a podcast about it, there'll be one called, there'll be something on a, what else? What will it be called? There'll be something on, there's something on YouTube called My iPhone 11 Went on Fire, blew up, something like that. Right. Because my iPhone 11, like, went on fire. It was smoking everything. Like, I'm not going to go into full details. If you want all the full details, go on YouTube and find it. But in January, right, this is funny. In January, I was on the phone to 3. I was on a little live chat to 3, and I went, why am I, because my mum was asking it, I was probably like, why are we still paying for an iPhone 11 when they know that the phone is damaged, can't be used anymore? I was on the live chat to them, and they went, it's part of the contract, you have to still pay. So my mum was like, why don't you cancel your contract? And I was like, good idea. So I'm like, I'll cancel my contract. And you're like, well, if you cancel your contract, you'll have to pay this much. And I was like, well, I want to put a complaint in because I'm not even using my phone. So since for Karen, I was like, you know, I want to put a complaint in because I can't even, like, my phone's broke. Like, I can't use it. So I don't see why I should be paying for the rest of my phone off when I can't pay for it and it's in Apple. And Apple was backing us on this, by the way. I just want to let you know, Apple was backing us on this because we did talk to Apple, and they're like, ring your phone provider, cancel your contract because we have your phone, so you're obviously not using it, so we don't see why you should be paying for your phone because we have it, you know what I mean, because we gave it to Apple in December. Anyway, it wasn't even in December, it was like November, because before I went on holiday, I was going to tell you about Turkey, but I'll tell you about Turkey in a minute. Right, I will forget, but you know. So, anyway, we're talking to them and they're like, Reese, we'll give you this much off, but you still have to pay like 200, I think it was, like, I'd have to pay. And we're like, no thanks. Because eventually, at first, he wants me to pay the rest of my contract, then he was like 200, and then he went down to 80. And he went, you know what? We'll just cancel it for free. They cancelled it for free. Like, when we cancel it, you're going to have to start getting a new contract and buy a new phone and whatever, like, if you want that. Or if you want to move, you can go somewhere else. So I'm like, okay, they cancel my contract, my phone goes off. Like, I was using a Samsung, I was using my nan's old Samsung for like months. I was using it from October to January, so that's like October, November, December, January. That's 4 months. I normally take pictures around there, but they're all on my phone now. Right. So basically, my mum's on the way back, so this podcast is going to get cut short soon. But if I do another podcast, I'll edit them together. You know what I mean? Because I'm nice. Anyway, so basically, they cancel my contract and I can't do anything. So I can't ring 3, I can't do anything. So I'm on the live chat again, on me mum's, using me mum's phone number, because if I use mine, it comes up saying, like, we don't even know where this number is. We've never talked to this number before. So I'm on it with me mum's number. Right. I was going to say the number out loud then. And I'm not gonna. Okay, so I was on, on my mum's number, and I was like, "Grace, I want to start another contract. I want to get the phone." And he went, "What phone do you want?" And I was like, "You know what? Let's make it interesting. Let's make it really interesting. I want to get the iPhone 15 Pro." And I did end up getting the iPhone 15 Pro, by the way. I did, and I'm really happy about that. So, they're like, "Okay." And he saw us, he went, "What color do you want? How much storage?" I went, "At first, someone's like, it's terrorizing me. We haven't got them back. We haven't got them left." So I set with the 256 gig. And yeah. And I just think I said, I'm just saving. So, anyway. They send me a thing, and they're sending me mum things, and they're like, we're on the phone to them, and they're like, you have to e-sign for it. I'm like, okay, we'll e-sign. Raise. And e-signing is the worst thing ever, by the way. Sending all this stuff is the receipt for the phone. The receipt. And like at the bottom, on the bottom one, there's like a little thing that you have to sign. We're trying to find it. It's not there. Raise. It's not there. Raise. And we're like, not there. So we can't sign for something that's not there. And they're like, well, you know, like... It's there, we can't send it anymore, and we're like, oh. So, like, we thought we'd done it. We just signed a random thing and sent it, and we're like, yeah, that's done. Like, she sent us, that's done. Right. It went on. The next day, we got an email. We had to cancel your phone because you haven't been able to e-sign, and we're like, what? We signed yesterday. Anyway, so, we went on it, done it again. Oh, no, we have to wait for the payment to come back. Because you have to put a deposit in, you have to like pay like 50 quid, I think it is, for it, and make sometimes even your first bill, because we'll pay your first bill if we want. I think do we have to pay that first bill? I think the £50 was the first bill actually. Now I'm thinking of it, because that's how much your bill is. I think maybe bill's 60. I don't know. Don't ask me. Anyways, anyway, there's a woman that lives in the green in front of me. And she's taking a dog on the walk, and she's got, like, a little, I'm going to guess, grandson, because he's really young. And, like, oh, that's, and she sat walking across the road holding his hand. Oh, I can't wait to have kids, you know. And my niece is on the way here. My niece is on the way here, and my niece is almost one. She doesn't walk yet, but can you imagine me and Aiden walking down the street holding hands? Oh, my God. The fact I want to cry. My mum's almost seeing that, but, anyway, so... Then we do it again. They sent us the right thing. We signed and it came a few days after. And it came with a case and a screen protector. And I put the screen protector on and the case. And I hated the screen protector because it was like bubbly. So I took it off and binned it. And left the case on. It was a Tech 21. And then I was like, you know, I don't want a screen protector. And then I had money. And I bought a Taylor Swift debut CD and a screen protector. And... then I was like, that's when I decided I want all the albums, and I bought Fearless and Red, and then I bought, I don't even know what order I went in now, you know. I bought all the different ones. I already had 1989 and Reputation. Like, not the Taylor's version, though. Obviously, I have the old 1989, and I had the vinyl of 1989 and Taylor's version. Right. Anyway, and then, a week after I got my phone, Apple was like, wait, Ray, we've sorted out your iPhone 11. We've decided, in conclusion, we can't fix the phone. It's not fixable. We don't have the parts for an iPhone 11 anymore. We don't give out iPhone 11s anymore. I already knew that they didn't give out the iPhone 11s because they're only available at authorized resellers. So, do you like, Raise? So we've had to replace it with an iPhone 13. And I was like, oh my God, as if I just bought a new phone and like they're giving me a new phone. And we go to Apple, we get the iPhone 13. I've still got the bag. And we sold the iPhone 13 as well. We literally sold it. One sec, I'm just turning off my mic a sec. Anyway, maybe mic's back on. Sorry, I was just sending the voice notes. So we sold the iPhone 13. What did I buy with the iPhone 13 money? We got a Burger King. Remember that? We were sat in Burger King and I was sat there with the phone. I was like, should we sell it? Oh no, because we never saw it then. We were just about to sell it because we were going to go CEX, and we did go CEX, but we should have went somewhere else and got more money. That's why we thought about it. We were like, we should have went somewhere else and got more money for it. But, yeah, go me. Next time. There'll be a next time. The next time I sell a phone will be 2 upgrades after this phone. Genuinely. The next time I sell a phone will be 2 upgrades after this phone. So, 4 years after I get, after the, from now, well, from January, that's when I'll start selling phones again, because you keep your old phone in case your new phone breaks. I learned that the hard way. Because I don't know what my old phone is from the iPhone, before the iPhone 11. But yeah, keep your old phones just in case, guys. And I should have got the iPhone 13 in case something happens to this one, because I haven't got the Samsung anymore. My granddad does. But, you know, but nothing's going to happen to this phone. Maybe that was that jinx, eh? Nothing is going to... Knock on wood. I have wood next to me. Nothing's going to happen to this phone. Literally. I laughed if it rings up. I laughed and I knocked. Oh, you know what else is bad? Right? Wi-Fi. We got a new Wi-Fi in January. Right? It keeps coming off. It's pissing me off right away. It's pissing me right away fucking off. Right? It goes off all the time. So I bet you it's off now. Is it off now? No, it's on. But it was going off loads yesterday. And I turned it off yesterday. And I was like, I'm in my house. And I was like, I was texting him like, can we reset the internet? It's gone off. And she went, you haven't even turned it back on. And I was like, oh yeah. I forgot. But it kept going off anyway. And because I'm really nice, I want to tell you about this room. I actually got my granddad a present a few days ago. And I gave it to him yesterday because it only came yesterday. A few weeks ago, I asked him what CD he's always wanted. And he said to me, Home Thoughts from Abroad, Clifford Seaboard. Right. And I got him in. So yeah. Oh, I have to go. Bye, guys.